So now we're beginning the new perek, Daf Chof Chesom et Aleph. Omar Lohem HaMemune. The mission is going to be talking about the Seder Aveda Yom Kippur, but also talking about the Tchila Zman Shchitas Tomid Shol Shachar. Omar Lohem HaMemune. Rashi tells us the Memune is the Skan HaKoyhanim of the Skan Goyen Godel. And he was the second in command. And he was the Memune. We'll see exactly where Rashi takes that. And there's other Rishonim, the Tosfos Yeshonim right here, says that according to Rashi, it doesn't say, there's a Mishnah in the Yerushalmi, there's a Yerushalmi that says, it's Mashmah, it was not the Skan Goyen Gadol, it was a separate position of a person who was called the Memune. Tzi'u, Veru, go up to the roof of the Beis Hamikdash. Im Higia Zman Ashchito. Now, when is the Zman Ashchito? Is like by Alois HaShachar. That means Amur HaShachar. That's called the Heya Mizrach, Bepashtus. Not a separate Zman. Im Higia. So then, into Ruah Megiyas Zman Ashchita, because the halacha is Shchita is not kosher balaylo. Imegiya, if it already was the Zman, Haroya, that person who was on top of the roof, Oimer Balkoi, Zok Rashi, Haroya, right? Rashi says because Sula balaylo, Haroya. I don't know why Rashi brings the pasuk behind Zev Chachem, we'll have to see. Haroya, that went up to roof Bar Koi. Rashi says, Loshin Tzoyhar, like light. Kemoi, Leman Hayois Lo Borok, Heiru Brokim. Really, Borok means lightning. Brakim. So, Memela Bar Koi. Right. Yeah, so it's a very long.
It's called Yeshiva Barkai.
Barkai, yeah. So everyone asks. Let me ask you. There's an iser to be makriv, to be shoychet the korban tamid at night, and who goes up? Who, what does it say over here? Haroya. That sounds like a loshin yochid. So he's an eid echod. Maybe you need 280. So the Tos Yondav says, in Eid Echod is Neman b'davar ha'oimid lehiskalois. My question is, maybe it's Isurim. It sounds like from the Tosfos Yontif, it doesn't go into the klal of Eid Echod Neman b'Isurim. It would be, why not? No, so that's even better. But he's naming on, what do you have to come on to that? Eid Echod is Neman b'Isurim. I don't know why I don't have a good kasha on Tos Yontif. Yeah, it's kasha. We started the next Mishnah. Perik, yeah. Perik Shlishi. No, it says you send people up to the roof to see if it already is Amur HaShachar. And the Roya, the person on the roof, says Bar Koi, and then they start the process. The question is, fake the Tos Yontif, how is he believed? You need two Eidim. See, he says, like you say, it's Seifeliz Galus. I said, what do you have to come on? There's an Isser to Shecht. So if there's an Isser, Eid Echod is now a B'Yisuri. Elowites Mashmah, it's not an Isser. It's a Kiyum Mitzvah. And Kiyum Mitzvah, you'd need more than the Isurim.
It's a Hechshim Mitzvah. It's a Zman. It's not the Mitzvah.
Yes, but it's a Yediyah to do it. I don't know why the Tos Yontif needs that it would be... So the Mishnah, Masya ben...
What does he say, Tos Yontif?
Tos Yontif says that it would be Asida Lizgalois. So since it's Asida Lizgalois, so therefore, it's Yenemon. I'm asking why he has to come on to it. I'm not sure why it is so. Masya ben Shmuel Eimer.
Since it's like Biyodo, it's like Tosfos says at the beginning of Gittin, if it's biyodo,
I hear
then
them.
You're eid nemo nemon b'risura. Since it's biyodo, you're
yes, I'm thinking nemo. Maybe the Tos Yontif means something else. Eid echod is nemon b'risurin, but it's not keneged a chazoke. That's Tosfos Masechtas Gittin, Daf Beis Amud Beis. You don't have to be a Boki, we learned it in Yeshiva. So it's Daf Beis Amud Beis. So L'chaire, if it's dark, what's the Chazok? It's a Chazok, it stays dark. Oh, it's a Chazok, it stays dark. Say the Echod is Nisht, Nemon B'Yisurim. Of Taf Taf Hezogen. It's Asidah L'Shtanois, I would say. Since Asidah L'Shtanois, that's not called a Chazok. So Mailer could be good.
Yeah, but it's a
Reyes, so it's two reasons for the Edom. Is it a Reyes? Right, that's what you're learning. Now, Masi ben Shmuel, Hey, the Mamuna, that means there was a Mamuna, the Skankoyen downstairs, and he screamed up to the roof, Hey, Pnei Kol HaMizrach Hache B'Chevroin. I guess it was a question mark. Vehu Oymer, Hey. Hey, Mizrach, Ache Bechever. The Lama Hutzchu Lekach. Why couldn't he just scream down and say that I see it? Shepamachas Olo Me'or Alevona. V'dimu Sheheyer HaMizrach. V'shochtu Es HaTomet. V'hoitzil Es HaSreif. It was a disaster. So what's the Morse Kasha? The Veloma Hutzchu Lekach is not the way I just touched it. You could have touched Veloma Hutzchu Lekach to have this whole Shach of Italia. The Gemara says, no, Veloma Hutzchu Lekach, why couldn't they just...
Why have to go to the roof?
I guess so, yeah. Because sometimes you can make a mistake. Yeah. Yes, there's a whole arichas about this. Yeah. When is the moon on Yom Kippur? Is there a full moon? Is there not? Okay, you could tell it's the moon. And the Melo, that's why it would be this day. Well, if you go to the Chevroni Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, beautiful besmedrish in Givat Mordechai, and they have a big, beautiful Aron Kodesh, and across the Aron Kodesh it says, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad Shebe Chevron. It's some sort of an illusion because the yeshiva's Chevron was originally in Slabotke and then it moved to Chevron. And then by the massacre in 1929, it moved to Geula and then from Geula moved to Givat Mordechai. And so they put up a big thing, Heir Mizrach Ad Shebe Chevron, that even though we're here, we're connected with that yeshiva that was established in Chevron, which really I always looked at it. It's a question mark. Maybe that's like an obligation. It's like a ischaivus. Because if you read the Mishnah says, Mazi min Shmuel Eimer, Hey, Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad Shebe Chevroin. And we're going to see later in the Gemara that the Gemara is going to tell us Schus Avos, yeah. So it's interesting that the Ponim Yofis in Parshas Vayeshev, when Yaakov Avinu sent Yosef to go look for his brothers, he told him to go ad emek chevroin. So the Panim Yafa says it's an allusion to Amur HaShachar. He sent him b'Amur HaShachar, and he has a whole arichus, and I have a whole shtickel teira about it, of how that works. Okay, zog di gemara. Haridu koyin gadol lebeis atvilo. And then after the Tzoifah says it's the Zman HaShchito, then we get the ball rolling, and he goes down, he has to go down for the Tefillah, and then for the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and this is one of the things that he has to do. Right. Okay, the Gemara is going to explain. Ze'aklal lo ye b'mikdash. Kol ha-mesech es raglov, a separate thing. Whoever went to the bathroom. Toin tefillah v'chol ha-matol mayim. Toin kiddush yodayim v'raglayim. Which really...
has to go to the mikveh in the morning. It says, it's written in the Sfasem, it's right here. It doesn't say what he says.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you have to wait?
Oh, why did he have to wait? Yeah, so there's a whole tumult about it. Because Toivul Chomish Tfilois Vasura Kiddushin is part of the Avodas Yom Kippurim. And since it's part of the Avodas Yom Kippurim, so therefore it has that the now Kumt Omid base. A very interesting Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Omer Barak Bar Koi. Okay. Rabbi Akiva Omer Ola Bar Koi. I don't know exactly the distinction. Rashi's hooked. Rashi's bothered. So Rashi Bedivra Maschel. Yeah. Rashi Ola Bar Koi. You have to look on the right side of Rashi. It's only Rashi on this omit. Okay. Rashi Ola Bar Koi. Heyer Yoiser Mibara. Heyer is a stronger lush. Barak Bar Koi. Ola Bar Koi. Zog de gemor an khum mir ben afek shon oymer af par koi be khavrayn mas im shma mon ala paises oymer hey a pne kolam iz gat be khavrayn rabbi de mem sel oymer hey a pne kolam iz gat be khavrayn yot zu kolom ish ish le melach do okay
each one is more
and more yeah zog de gemor omar af safre I hochi nogale tuva. So why would they put, if that's true, l'chayr it's ready to do the Karban Tamid from the earlier time. If it's yatzish melachtoi, so what's nogale tuva? So the Gemara no, liskar poyalim kamrinon. The owner who goes out to get workers goes out much earlier than the worker. So he goes out by the amura shacha. Omar ev tzafra, now we're going to have to see this Gemara. It's not clear what the pshat in this Gemara is. Omar Rav Safra, Tzilusa de Avram. Now,
why did he have to wake up? Why did he have to go through this? They were up since Chatzos. That's why started the Chuma Sadeshin.
Yeah, but they had to wait till Amud Hashah because he can't bring the Shechita until. Yeah. So now really the truth is that they could have waited till Netzach Amah. Why were they rushing to do it by Amud HaShachar, which is before Netzach Amah? So the Gemara is going to segue into the whole inyan of Zriza Magdim and Lemitzvah. So the Gemara brings Tzilusa Davram is talking about Tfilas Minche. Because we're talking about Talmud, so we want to talk about.
Right? Oh, we're talking about times.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, this Gemara, a lot of people. So, Lusa Davram, Rashi, from the context of the coming Gemara, learns it's talking about Mincha, not Shachris. So, all of us, as little boys, learned who was Misakin the Tfilis? Avram Shachris, Yitzchok Minche, Yaakov Meir. So why would Mincha be called Tzilusa de Avram? This is a question that's asked by the Tosfos Yishonim Divra Amaskel Tzilusa de Avram. V'im toimahu amrinam beperk tfilas ha-shachar Yitzchak tikin tfilas Mincha. Shoma v'yetze Yitzchak lo suach basode. V'yesh loimah da'acha shetikno Yitzchak Hoya Oimro Gam Avram. Which sounds like almost, why was Akedas Yitzchak called Akedas Yitzchak? It's Asora Nisyenis Nisa Avram Avinu. So what? So there's many terutzim. One of the terutzim my father, Zecharon Levroch, used to always tell me was, Avram heard it from Hashem. Yitzchak heard it from Avram. So therefore, Yitzchak was like a Zatoyr Shabal Peh. we're celebrating the power of Masoiris, Torah Shebaal Peh, that he listened to Avram, that Hashem said so. That's why it's Nikra Al-Shem Yitzchak. Maybe there's a component here also. Yitzchak was misogynist, but to do something that someone else was misogynist, there's sometimes more of a chaviv is to do what you are misakin.
Oh, you're adding on also, maybe Yitzchak was misakin and Avram did after Yitzchak was misakin.
That's what Tais Shalom says. Yeshleim the Acha Shetikne Yitzchak Hoya Oimra Gam Avram, Kain Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. Yer Pshat. Inami, another Pshat. Oimra Rebbe, the Mekomokam Hoya Oimra Avram Mitchila, Elo Shaloi Osa Klal Chol Bnei Bezer Shetikne Yitzchak.
According to this text, he did it before.
He's asking, what do you mean, Avram, Tikkun, Shachris, Yitzchak, Mincha, Yankiv, Arvis? They were Makam called Tarakula. He kept even after Shil, so he kept Mincha. The Torah says he kept Mincha, but it wasn't Betoras Takone. There were things that he kept. Also, Avram Kaim Kolter, very important. To make it into that it was part of that din, those okter would be, right. Okay, it's different to Rutsim that the Mepharshim say. Kamar Michimashre Kosle, when the Kosolim, right, happens to be yesterday, was the longest day of the year. Okay. But, Meirim Baboike from the Chama goes up, and then it starts after Chatzos, it goes down. So when it goes down, that's when after Chatzos he would daven Minche.
We wait half an hour, right?
Oh, let's see what comes out. So the Gemara, so Dman Tfilas Minche is coming to teach us, Rav Ram Avinu, that's the Zman Daven Minche. That's where you know it from. Maybe Avram Avinu would daven at 12:30 because he was a Gevaldik Zoris. So you're going to learn out from Avram Avinu to everybody else. Zogt Rashi. Anan. You see the Rashi, it's a little further down on the right side. Anan me Avram Nekim Enigma. It's almost a question.
Why is it a question?
Who could be like Avram? That means it's not a din. It's an ebishazach. It's something special that Avram did it. So the Tosis Yishonim, v'anan me Avram negunei apirish bekuntres tzlusad Avram v'yesh lanu lulmid mimenu upar v'anan Avram neiku v'nigmar mi yochel amar kamoisei. Now we're going to see the Gemara's Teretz. But Tais Shonim learns the Gemara's Kasha is like a bitmia. Yeah. But it's interesting that other Rishonim learned the Gemara differently. Not like Rashi, we shouldn't learn it from Avram because he was the king of Zrizus. We shouldn't learn it from Avram because Avram is Kedem Matan Tere. I said, Avram is kind of matter, but Avram tikkun shachris Yitzchak tikkun minche. But you can't say you should have learned it out from them. They're the source. Okay, I'm not sure. So, and also, it's interesting. There's a famous yeshiva shechakira. There's a din of zrizim magdim in the mitzvah. When a person does a mitzvah earlier, is it a mile in the mitzvah? Or is it a mile in the person? When you do things earlier. Now, really, we're so used to it because we grew up in yeshiva. They used to have Zrizis contests, Zrizis points. What does Zrizis mean? Pazakstu? Quick, what? Doing it quick? No. Zrizin magdimin lemitzvahs. People who are careful do things early. The word's reason goes on the person, not on the mitzvah. Not on early. Kaihanim's reason, hey. They're careful. That's why, I remember as a little boy in yeshiva, they were learning Mesil's Yishorim. And I remember he has a shahr, this shahr, that shahr. And then one of the prokim is Zrizus. Says, oh, baby, I'm doing things quicker, earlier. Now, Zrizus doesn't mean, Zrizus means being careful and diligent. Okay. Hello, okay. So therefore, so the Gemara, oh my Rove, Tone Goma me Avrom, Vanar, Loi Gamri, no mine. How do we learn that? We learn it from Avram de Tanya. Listen to this Gemara. It says, by me, Lu, Vayoy, Mashmini, Yimoil, Psar, or Losoi. What's meant Yimoil, Psar, or Losoi? Vayoy, Mashmini, Melamed, Chikolayim, Koshel, Milo. Elo, Shas, Riza, Magdim, and Lemitzvah. Shenema, Vayashkem, Avram, Baboiker. Vayaka, Vayashkem, Chamoiroi. So therefore, you should do it early. This is a very cryptic Gemara. From Vayashkem Avraham. So what does the Gemara bring before? Even though Mil is kosher kolayim, so that would be the posik. Now where's the posik of Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker Vayacha Vayishas Chamere?
Oh, so do the Mila.
That's over there by Akedas Yitzchok, or possibly by Hafichas Noim, or possibly by the whole Tumul of Asbos. What's Hortas HaShaykh? Zog Drashi. No Rashi. Yes. So we're learning. Uvayei mashmini yom zavlozim olam shekolayim kolayim milo. Az rizu magdim ala mitzvahs. V'tchilo zayoy. So meilem. This Gemara sounds very clearly like the pshat we said in the Gemara before. We said, how could you learn from Avram Avinu? Avram was a separate entity. We see we do learn from Avram, from this brisa, from Bayei Mashmini, Yimai, Psar, Los. Well, if you want to be a yeshiva shalom, then everybody is familiar with the Dvar Avram. There were two children who were born. One is, and there's two milas that have to take place on a certain day. A mila bismanoi on the eighth day, and a mila shaloi bismanoi. So the Advar Avram, in his first chelik, wrote a tshuva that he yelled the mila shaloi bismanoi should be mauled before the mila bismanoi. Why is that? He said, because mila bismanoi is kosher kolayim. A mila shaloi bismanoi, every second he needs to be able to do the mila. The mila bismanoi, the whole eighth day is this man. So it's only a Milo's reason magnimen. Masha ein kein, mila shaloi bismanoi, every second he's not mauled. So he wrote that. Meanwhile, everybody argued on him. And in the second chelik Dvar Avram, most of the chelik is about that child, because the Velt definitely doesn't do, is not, the custom is not like the Dvar Avram. And therefore you would do the mila bismanoi, because most probably the teretz on the Dvar Avram is that even Mila Bismanoi also has a mile of doing it every second. It's not the full eighth day. Maybe that would be the Gemara. I would answer, arrive from this Gemara to the Dvar Avram. Because what's the din's reason Magdima Lemitzvahs by Mila? Mila is a much bigger bar, than much higher bar than regular reason Magdima Lemitzvahs. Every second he's not Gemalot, you lost that second. So what's it have to do with Zvizah Magdima LeMitzvah? You can't bring a raya from every Kol Torah Kula Zvizah Magdima. By Mila, the reason we would say Zvizah Magdima LeMitzvah is because it's inherent in the Mila. And therefore, there would be the din. Smash from the Gemara, that on the eighth day, there is no benefit in the Mila itself to do it earlier. It's only Zvizah Magdima LeMitzvah, and that's why it would be a raya. Elo Amaroves.
And again, by that key, how do we bring that key to...
Takeda, we just saw he was going to do the mitzvah, and he was Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. So he was Mizdaris LeMitzvahs.
So to Mila.
Yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara say Chaviva Mitzvah Bismana?
Yeah, so what is this Mana?
It's Machoshev.
Against the Dvar
Avram. Well, maybe, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. You're arguing with the Dvar Avram.
So here in the back of the Gemara, They have a tremendous arichus in the Masechta Gemara. If you ever want to look, this is the place where they might take a lot of the Torah which we're going to see about Zvizim Magdim and Lemitzvahs. Yeah, I don't think we paskin like him yet. Okay, so the Gemara, Elo Amarove. So what was Rabbi Yosef's kasha? The Gemara's going back. Rabbi Yosef is the kasha. You want to learn that from Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu was a Yochid B'derai. So Gemara, no. We see we do learn from Avraham Avinu because of the Mila from the Akedah. So now we want to understand. Rava is trying still to understand Rabbi Yosef, L'chaira. Right? I guess Rabbi Yosef is a Tana. I'm trying to ascertain that. What? Who is Rabbi Yosef? Why is Rava trying to understand Rabbi Yosef? Elo Marav Rabbi Yosef Hakakoshale. This is what he's asking. Detnan Chal Erev Pesach Liyos Be'erev Shabbos. El Tamaisi. So we have to rush. And you have, why do you have to rush on Erev Pesach? Nein. Why? When Erev Pesach comes out, Erev Shabbos. Because usually you could roast the Pesach at night of Pesach. You shecht it in the day and you roast at night. But if Shabbos is the first night of Pesach, you shecht it, but the tzliyah, you have to, everything has to be done Erev Shabbos. So Mela, you gotta cram in more time Erev Shabbos. That's what the din is, right? Zong ni gemore, nishchat b'sheishu mechtso. Now there's another. You're stuck between a rock and a hard place. The Korban Pesach has to be brought after Chatzos. Why does Korban Pesach have to be brought after Chatzos? Because the Torah says Beinu Arba'im. And the Tzliya has to take place, all the Shechitas have to take place in that window. And then, and we have to bring the Talmud Shel Beinu Arba'im. We bring the Talmud Shel Beinu Arba'im, then we bring the Korban Pesach. So Nishchat B'sheishu Mechtso. Ukrav b'sheva umecht. And why do we daven mincha? Kineged the Talmud Shel Beinu Arba'im. So that means there are days where we daven at 12:30. So in Bono, why do we have to learn from Avraham Avinu? If we learn from Avraham Avinu, nishchete michi mishachrei koislo, even at 12:01. Why do we have to wait till 12:30? So we see we should be able to learn from Avraham Avinu. So we see we're not learning from Avraham Avinu. Zokt Rashi. Chal yois be'erev Shabbos. Hutzuch l'mar tom chomin abayim. Choylis. L'visha psochem nishtu achra. Mokmin alei adina mechirem zolav. Ton nishra tom shishu mechzo. So we should have been able to do it then. Also I frag die Gemore. Yeah, my clear lechayr is from the Mishachrei. So the Gemore, my kushyo. V'dilma koislei de beis hamigdosh b'sheishu mechza mishachrei mishum deloy mechavnei tuva. I'm telling the Gemara, zok Rashi, loy hoyu skufim b'tzimtzum ulefisha choy moisir chovel madu v'lechaz v'kavo ila. Ein chudoi shal svas oyu lemayla mitzvahs gosu lashchire ad shetim shechama lemayro. So memela, that's why it would be at 12:30.
Like we do.
Right. So it was almost like a gzeirah. So the Tais Yeshanim is bothered by this Gemara very seriously. Because Lamaisa, you know, we know, so figure it out. If you know that it takes longer to be Meshacher in the Beis HaMikdash, so you don't need to be Meshacher. Go with Chatzais. Take a look at the top. Where am I up to here? Which place are you showing him? Divra Amaschel v'Omar Rove. I thought it was that one. One second, I'll find it. I'm not clear. Okay. Yeah. Dilma Koisle Beis HaMikdash. Okay, I'm not sure if that's the pshat. So the Gemara Inami Shani Avrom. Ditztagnin is gedoy lohoysa balibay. He knew how the world works. So memela, he didn't have to go with this takona. People would get mixed up. As I state in the Gemara. So memela, really it's from Chatzos. But it's an unbelievable takona till 12:30, because I think b'diavad you could daven shachris till 12:30. Because you can't daven mincha. Once they made the takona, you have a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph.
Yeah, b'diavad he also mincha if you daven between 12 and 12:30.
Yes, that, then let's look up Mishnah the Deir Shu Chelek Aleph. Yeah. Now let's look it up here. Yeah. Let's look up, where is that Rambam? Oh, that's Mila. They don't have, so let's look up Zman, Mila Shachris.
So Chatzos,
yeah, how come they don't have a list here in the beginning like they have in the other ones? Oh, here it is, yeah. Hilcha Shachris. Page Kuf Yutas. Bum, 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 bum. Here, the first halacha in Hilchos Zman HaTfilah. Zman Tfilas HaShachar from Netzach Amo, Mishol Amor HaShachar, V'Nimshach Zman HaTzoif Arba Shoyis, that's the Zman Tfilah. Vim toy over is balachar b'shoyis ad chatzois, afal pi she'ein lo is chatfil b'zmano, v'achar chatzois osur lehis balel tfilas shachris. Kedam to chatzois. Zayim, sha'ar, zog the mishtabur, sha'ar chatzois, ul adina mashmi primi godim, chay mashmi godim, be'em, I'm sorry, Mashmal Sharav Dafilu take a bachatzois or small shachas. Pain over major. Vieshma kilin bachatzi shaw shachar katzois. Uledina mashma prigodim shain losses mipsakarav. Chemashma biagro. Fargi the beemes sok the mishnebure. Kvargi is man mincha. Elomitam shain on a bekiim. So that's why they made this din. So it's a machloikis ach gdoila achoinim. When they made this din that you don't daven mincha at 12:30, well, they mafkia the zman tfilas shachris, and therefore that it's not the zman tfilas mincha. That means the b'diavad. You know what stops zman tfilas shachris? Zman tfilas mincha.
Because shachris is like a whole day thing.
Shachris is shachris. B'diavad. You got to do it when you wake up. But if not, if you don't do it when you wake up, the right, that's what the din is. So the mele, that's what would be that. So now, when they made it to 12:30, mincha doesn't start till 12:30 because of our Gemara's reasoning. People would get mixed up. Were they mafgiya? Did they carve out it's not the zman mincha? Or they just said, bepoyul, you shouldn't daven at that zman mincha. So the nafkamina would be, could you daven shachris until then? B'di'evan, mispal shachris, b'chatzi shazu, v'ein tzorach l'ispalul shenis, b'shas atchag, the Mishnah Berurah is pushed up against the wall, since it's a machloikis, if you daven, right, and simen reishlem gimel, he's mashma 2 days, if you daven mincha at 12 o'clock.
You have to daven again.
So, right. Well, if you go to Landau's or Sashem Shabbos, they're davening Shachris, and this guy's getting ready for Mincha. So it's all the same thing. Inami, Shani Avram, Inami, Zakeh, Indi Aisha, Bi Yeshiva, Hoya. Domer, Reb, Chama, Baruch, Anina, Mimim, Shavis, Heinu, Lepor, Shi Yeshiva, Mehem, Shohoyu, Bi Mitzrayim, Yeshiva, Mom, Shanem, Alech, Vazav, Luz, Gneom, Now the Gemara is going to go off on a whole tangent with the famous Gemara Eliezer ben Avraham. What is this Yoshev Yeshiva mean? What's the taich? Mishum de Zokein Yoshev Yeshiva. So what is that, a teretz? So Rashi says, Zoyken v'yeshiv, Rashi doesn't explain to Zoyken v'yeshiv yeshiva. The other Rishonim explain what was the Gemara's teretz on the Zoyken v'yeshiv v'yeshiva. Zok there, on the side of the Gemara, of Zoyken v'yeshiv v'yeshiva, Zok the Rabbeinu Chananel, Shemach mavzkein hoysa shchine imoy, v'enoy boli de toyes. So Mele, that's why it would be that din. Ozli Shivmish, Mizigne Yisro. Avram Zogin Voy Yeshiva Yeva Hoishnema, Avram Zogin Voy Yoi. Yitzcho Gyarki, Vel Yes, Avram Zogin Voy Yeshiva 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 Eikev Asher Shoma Avram Bikoili. Omalei Rav Simachi of Eimo Sheva Mitzvahs. Maybe Shoma Avram because Sheva Mitzvahs. Hoikinami because he had more Mila. Veima Sheva Mitzvahs U Mila. Omaleim Kein. Mitzvoisai Vitoirosov Lomoli. Elodog Rove. Kaim Avram Avino. Avilo. Erev Tavshili. Which is now, where does it come to Shushan Emma? So it's, everyone knows the famous diuk, that the diuk is from the Ekev Asher Shama. What does Ekev have to do with it? So some, there's a famous Torah Tmim in the Makar Baruch. He says maybe the Gemara's, I just say it over as an aside, that the Gemara really said, I, Kayim Kol Avraham Avinu, Afilu Ayin Tov, Rosh Tavis, and would have been Erev Tchumen. Not Erev Tavshilin. And Truman is Ekev, goes with his heel. So it would be a remez of Ekev. But happens to be that the Balaturim on the Pasuk, Ekev Shav Shom Ram Bekaili, is Begematri Erev Tavshilin. So I'm always fond to say over, and we'll finish with this, that Ekev, what's up, Afilo Erev Tavshilin? There's so many other mitzvahs, the Rabbanans. Why only Erev Tavshilin? So the Avnei Nezer, it's brought down in the name of Avnei Nezer, says, really, what's an Erev Tavshilin? To be able to prepare from Yontif for Shabbos. L'chayri, it should be a pleasure to prepare from Yontif Shabbos. Shabbos is so much more than Yontif. So the Yontif should be proud. It's able to prepare from Yontif for Shabbos. So why do you need an Erev Tavshilin? He says, because in a certain respect, Yontif is better than Shabbos. Shabbos is written in stone. It's called Kfi V'Kaima. Kfi V'Kaima means it hits the wall when Shabbos comes. Masha Enkein. Yontif, a Yid has to make Yontif. So in that respect, Yontif is more than Shabbos. Like it says, Yontif, you don't make psalmim at Motzei Yontif because it has a staying power. Since you were involved with Kaddish Yisrael Vazmanim, so therefore you have the staying power, so it stays. Shabbos, once it's over because it's written in stone. So that's why you have to make it Erev Tavshilin. Because in a certain respect, Yontif is better than Shabbos. Zog Davnei Nezer, Avram Avinu, every Shabbos was a Yontif. He didn't have to keep Shabbos. He only kept Shabbos on his own volition. So every Shabbos was through him. So by him, his Shabbos was a Yontif. So they were both equal. He wouldn't have to make an Erev Tavshilin. Avram still opted to make an Erev Tavshilin. How did he opt to make the Erev Tavshilin? Because he wanted to do it L'doiris. That's the Afilu Erev Tavshilin. So what do we say? I always say, in the Kol Makadosh Shavi, we say, what do we say? Like Avram Avinu. Aruve Arevoi. What's the lotion in the Zmiris and Kol Makadosh Shavi? I don't have my. I don't have a siddur yet. That's the siddur. My head's not working. I don't have a siddur there. We say, in the Friday night, in the Kol Makadosh Shavi, we say, here it is. It's a very, very good thing. You know, when you're saying Zmiris. So we say in the Kol Makadosh Shavi, we say, Dorshe Hashem. Zera Avram Oyhavoy. Hama'achim Otsim Shabbos Amarim Lavoy. I said, there's one part of Shabbos that's like Yontif. What is that part? That you do yourself, the Tosefes Shabbos. Because you have to take on Tosefes Shabbos. It doesn't happen automatically. That part is like Avram Avinu. And I have a hostical Torah, B'negei Erev Tavshilin. Torshe Hashem, Zera Avram Oyhavoy. We want to compare ourselves to Avram Avinu. Hama'achrim lotzim in HaShabbos and Mamarim lavai. Smeichim l'shamrai, because it's like Yontif. There's a simcha component. Ul'orei v'aruvai. The Erev Aruvai is a remez to the Erev Tavshilin. Zeh hayoim. Once we show that, Osa Hashem, Nagilav and Ismachalai. When you do that, that's the pshat in the pasuk, and that's the pshat in that Zmiris. Okay.